Parliament has condemned the vandalization and seizure of property by individuals alleged to be NPP faithful. Raising the issue on the floor of Parliament, the minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, said the practice does not augur well for national peace and cohesion. He called for an immediate solution to the recurring activity.
There is some masquerading, celebrating youth who are taking over public institutions in the name of change of government. The Youth Employment Agency in Tamale, the National Health Insurance and some toll booths. Mr. Speaker, I must admit that the phenomena is not new, but we need to find a necessary terminal end. As Mr. Speaker, the phenomena has a potential to undermine national peace and cohesion. We are celebrating the conduct of credible, peaceful elections.
Order, honorable members.
And the nation has witnessed one of the best political transfers of power consistent with the outcome of the 2016 election. It borders on crime. And Mr. Speaker, it's important that law enforcement agencies take ruthless and decisive action in bringing an end to the growing phenomena. Indeed, in Agbogbloshie, it is beginning to endanger even some ethnic tension around that area. What is important is to celebrate, but to be circumspect in the celebration and to respect the rights of other persons. Mr. Speaker, we need to bring a terminal end to it. Law enforcement agencies must identify persons responsible for it and punish them.
Minority leader in Parliament, Haruna Idrisu, the majority leader, Sechimi Nsabonsu, said their actions are wrong and called on supporters to curb their excesses. Given a chronology of similar events after each election, Mr. Chimi Nsabonsu said the police must always act timelessly.
2008-2009, the Speaker, people were shot in the lead up to elections. Dwellers were seized, residences were razed down, toll booths were ransacked, and toll collection of markets and lorry parks were taken over by soldiers. Mr. Speaker, these events are playing out again, and nobody can find comfort
unless
the minority leaders related to events. Mr. Speaker, the events of Agbogbloshie are still evergreen. When the police requested that names be submitted, we submit. Mr. Speaker, nobody is justifying anything, except I believe those events were wrong yesterday, and they are wrong today as well. Mr. Speaker, we must discover our voice as a House to condemn what is condemnable. We shouldn't wait until 8 years after to discover our voices. Let us as a nation ensure that we do not have a procreation of such events. The police cannot be entreated to act only when some people deem it appropriate. At all times, when such events occur, the police must act timelessly and decisively. That is what is going to save this nation. They are condemnable. As I said, they are condemnable 3 days ago, yesterday, and today. And if it should happen tomorrow, we should condemn it. We are in a new dispensation. The rule of law must prevail.
That was the majority leader, Sir Chairman Sabonsu. Parliament has adjourned to reconvene on Tuesday, the 24th of this month. The short break is to afford the leadership and the Committee on Selection the opportunity to compose their committees of the House for effective conduct of Parliament business. Presenting the business statement of the House for the second week, the majority leader of Sechimi Nsabonsu said an induction seminar will also be organized for all new members.
The House is expected to take an adjournment today and reconvene on Tuesday, January 24th, 2017. This is to afford leadership and the committee of selection the opportunity to compose other committees of the House. The brief break would afford the appointments committee ample time to also conduct its public hearings and present reports on say for consideration when the House reconvenes. Speaker, an induction seminar would be organized for honorable members. It is expected to take place at GIMPA, as the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, from Friday, the 27th of January, to Monday, the 31st of January, 2017. The seminar is residential for all new members of Parliament and those who have not benefited from any induction program. Speaker, I mean to address the concerns of those of them, the continuing members, who joined the House midstream. In other words, those of them who came by elections. Speaker, the seminar would afford, especially the new honorable members, the opportunity to be equipped with the necessary guidelines that will facilitate their work as members of parliament.
That was the majority leader, Osei Chairman Sabosu, speaking on the floor of parliament.